Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, NFL Draft Day is here. We've got updated our last mocks, the intel, how we're feeling. I want to talk about the back end of the draft.
Oh, let's do it.
Love the back end.
Love a good back end.
Don't ask me why. Don't you dare ask me why. I was listening to Sports Radio WIP in Philadelphia yesterday. And I was listening to their afternoon show because I'm always curious around draft day or draft time what some of these markets are talking about. And I heard something interesting. So they were talking about their draft perspective. I believe Philadelphia is sitting at somewhere like 21.
Sounds about right.
Somewhere close to that. And they were opening their show, our good friend Spike Eskin, with what they think the Eagles should do. And they have a guy on there, the young Sparky on that show. I think it's somebody that's sub 30 years old, but he's in Philly. He's grown up a Philly fan. So I got takes.
The hot take generation.
And it was an interesting one to listen to, just in the how you feel about it thought process. If you go back and look at the draft history of Howie Roseman, now they took Jalen Carter last year. That was a debatable pick.
They did.
Carter had that, you know, sketchy stuff happen before the draft, and he fell a little bit. They took him.
Yeah, the car racing incident.
He started out great, did not end the season well at all. He fell off. He was a non-MF factor for them.
Yeah.
And his take is, Howie Roseman better not be a coward. Go draft the best defensive player available. He believes Philadelphia doesn't need any help offensively. Now, Eskin and some of the listeners disagreed with that, said, hey, we just lost Jason Kelce, huge leader, valuable player, find a lineman if you need to. And his point was, Roseman is too much of a coward to draft defense because he never successfully drafts defense, so he's going to draft offense because he's too scared to draft defense. And it was interesting. They went through the list of people he's drafted, and he kind of made a point. But what I found interesting was the rebuttal was, if somebody's really good at drafting something, don't you want him to keep drafting at that versus
right.
The other guy saying, well, he's too scared to draft the other side of the ball, but if you're not good, learn how to be good.
Learn how to get better drafting that side of the football.
And I got to be honest with you, Dirt, we don't have an NFL team. I'm incredibly jealous of every market that has an NFL team today.
Yes.
I don't know where I land on this side of the coin. I kind of agree with the theory of go with what you're good at, but I also do agree that if you're bad at something, get better at it.
Yeah, it's so funny because I feel like whether you're whether it's a, you know, evaluation problem, a scouting problem, or just sheer luck, like eventually you're going to stumble into a right pick. Even a bad GM can stumble into the right pick at, you know, somewhere in the draft, whether it's first, second, or third round. I pulled up their draft history just to look at defensive players the last couple of years. Some of these guys, you're talking about like fringe level DBs, and I'm like, I don't know if he's that good or not, or what the feeling is or take on him is. But you mentioned Carter. Nolan Smith was their other first round pick last year, and he was fine, but I don't think he jumped off the page. Jordan Davis has been good, but I think there's always concerns about his weight and how in shape is he late in the season. N'Kobe Dean, they took the other. They've just been drafting Georgia defensive players
Georgia,
the last
yeah.
couple of years, which you would think wouldn't be a bad strategy there. The Eagles are fascinating to me because they're in a really interesting spot. They're 2 years ago, they were the up-and-coming, oh my God, here come the Eagles, look out. They almost won the Super Bowl. They would argue without a bad call, maybe they do win that Super Bowl.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Then you fast forward to last year. They start 10-1. The season crumbles. Their head coach is seemingly walking the plank. They're going to kick him off the ship. Then they decide to keep him. I think you're having questions about where your franchise quarterback fits in the general conversation at that position. You're replacing one of the most beloved players in that locker room and one of the best centers in the entire NFL. And the biggest reason why I think they slipped late last year was their defense wasn't as good as it was the year before. So to this person's point, he hasn't been at a great track record the last couple of years drafting studs with an immediate impact.
Do you agree with the take, or do you agree with if your general if
I don't agree with that take. I don't.
I think he's good at drafting offensive based players. Like there's scuttlebutt they might go receiver again, and it's like,
well, I think a lot of that has to do with what's the plan with A.J. Brown. We talked about that with Instagram and him liking and changing his picture. Are you trading him? Is he on the move?
If you stay at 21, I wouldn't imagine you're trading A.J. Brown. If you move up then and draft a receiver, then I assume that maybe is in the works.
They could also move him for another pick, and then maybe they like one of those receivers that slips to the second round. We were just having a conversation yesterday off the air about Troy Franklin. Nobody's talking about Troy Franklin.
Oh, dude, he's falling like a stone.
Yeah. I don't know what the reason is for that. I don't know if his combine numbers weren't good enough.
His combine numbers weren't very good. There were people that talked about he had a little bit of the dropsies in some of these workouts. We'll see. He may end up in a great spot, but from where he was versus where he is today, it feels like there's 10 to 12 receivers ahead of him in some of these mocks.
I think a lot of it, too, has to do with there's a premium on that position and the top-end guys in this draft. I think you're going to see a run on them tonight, and then everybody's going to get their fill of wide receivers.
Oh, I think we're going to get 6 to 7 in the first round.
You very well could. And then all of a sudden, all these other positions are available. And so if you're a team that's like, yeah, we would like a wide receiver, but this defensive lineman fell to us because all these quarterbacks and receivers went, we got to take advantage and draft this guy. I think if you're in Philly's spot, you have to go best available. There's not one thing that they need. They need help offensively. Their offensive line wasn't as good last year. You're replacing Jason Kelce, and their defense crumbled in the back half of the season. And so there's not really a wrong answer. I don't buy into the theory that you're good drafting one side of the ball and bad. I think all of this is a massive roll of the dice, and it just takes one guy to change that narrative.
If you were to apply that logic to our core four sports team locally, it'd basically be us saying, just draft Reed Shepherd out of Kentucky. He's a 6'3 guard. That's right in wheelhouse. Right in the wheelhouse.
We can draft guards. We can't draft anything else.
Not lately. Not lately.
Nothing else pans out for us.
I just thought it was an interesting take to run with, and it was a really good conversation, and it did make me think, if I had an NFL team, I think I'm siding with just trust the process, I guess, basically. Like, if they go defense, great. But, like, calling him a coward?
Yeah.
I don't think a general manager operates in being a coward.
Dude, that guy has led them to a Super Bowl championship with Nick Foles as his head coach, fired that head coach, brought in another head coach, and got to another Super Bowl. Like, they're one of the most stable, well-run organizations in the National Football League. They're going to be just fine. But I think Philly does highlight something else that's exciting tonight. And that is, we're all focused on wide, you know, quarterbacks, where they go, all this great wide receiver play. How many big trades do we get? Niners and Ayuk, the Eagles and A.J. Brown, I don't know if something happens there. The Raiders and Devontae Adams, I don't know how I feel about that, but there's all that scuttlebutt out there. Like,
depending on some of the mocks, I don't know if they're moving a wide receiver.
They might not. Maybe other picks.
They want to be drafting.
They could go get a quarterback, and they want him to pair with Devontae Adams. But these other, like, lingering pieces that could end up having a massive impact tonight and then going into next season make it really fun.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.